help and provide. Now tell the evil man to them for run away.
Do remember musical healing going on through the seasons, season to season, whether winter, summer, spring or fall. Coming forward on April the 28th to the African Jelly, legendary cool DJ Red Alert in original dancehall style and fashion, you know. Also taking place May the 19th after the big Malcolm X Day family year to year festival, a man called Shined live in at the place with special guests to be announced. Shine the original chanter. Mr. Style Out himself. Original dancehall style and fashion part 2. Stay tuned as well for the barefoot man Muta Baruka coming through Atlanta again early June. And of course, at the end of June, the 5th annual Summer Organic Garden Fest. Just something to keep in your calendar, especially for those of you out of town. Atlanta don't know already how it go with the Organic Garden Fest. Every last Saturday in June. Fun in the sun, you know. But most immediately coming forward on April the 14th at the Studio Grill, original roots and culture session, soul session, lyrical fun in the springtime, featuring DJ Boom Bip, Cha Cha Jones on the 1 and 2s, special guest artists wetting up the microphone. Acoustic style, rocker style.
Tell them, Shango, they must get a beating.
The man say way downtown where the children used to play.
Too much flesh them eating.
Musical celebration coming your way.
They must get a beating. Righteousness the youth them reaching. Consciousness the youth them seeking. But me say again, Babylon all gone. Living a material world, yeah, yeah. They all gone, violating the boys and girls. So they all gone, you know where I'm coming from, yeah.
Yes, it's WRFG Atlanta, live radio for real. You never know who you can expect to hear on the phone lines. We got a very special guest, or I won't say guest, but a caller. I want to ask you a question, Babo team.
All right.
And it's Baba UC. My Baba coming forward, calling out of San Diego, California right now. Jambo, Baba.
Jambo. Hi.
Yes, what's your question?
Sorry.
Greetings, Baba Yusi.
Greetings, Baba. Greetings, Baba. I want to know, before this, what they call it, a hostage SWAT team descended on your building.
Yes.
Did any court or Justice Department send you a notice?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They just came, just like a military unit, came
yes.
down on top of the house with helicopters, sharpshooters, riflemen all over the place. You would have thought a killer was on the loose around there.
Yeah, please repeat for the sake of the audience. Whether the bank or anyone sent you a notice giving you a deadline to respond, or else military action would be taken. That's what I want to know.
None at all. None. No notice of that. No notice of that. Matter of fact, they came under the pretext that there was a hostage situation. That's what two officers who had the roads blocked. I checked with two. I asked what was going on. They said, it's a hostage situation. We have the SWAT team up there. You can't go. So I said, okay. I went up to the next block. They had it blocked off. I asked this officer. I said, what's happening? I need to get down. He said, you can't go. There's a hostage situation. So that was the pretext. That was a hostage situation, which was a lie.
Meaning what? That the house was holding somebody?
Yes, that someone was being held in the house. And
I
no
see.
One was there but my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when I came up after she called me, they really looked stupid because they were trying to talk me out of the house and I was not in the house.
Mm-hmm. I see. Really.
Right. And
did you require the Justice Department or the district attorney or anybody like that?
Well, we
explain.
This is going on now.
I see.
This is going on now. Matter of fact, I through an Open Records Request Act, I want to know who was it that told a lie and sent that order down. And so, you know, in order to do that and to go to that kind of expense and to deal with a lie like that from, you know, agents of the state, there must be some serious, serious information that they don't want to get out.
Yeah. There ought to be a public official that you can just write to.
Oh, yes.
Say, this happened to me and I want to know what is the process.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that is going on. We have not rolled over and died.
Great.
We are all the way live.
Thank you.
And we'll go forward with that advice, sir. Thank you very much.
Amazing.
And I tell you, you have given me a quote that I use oftentimes. I tell Kofi oftentimes, I say, I really love to listen to your father, because you said, for people not to be aware is to invite abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And I do share that with others. And thank you for it.
Thank you for the information and all the story that you recounted there. It's most amazing.
Yes, sir. You're quite welcome.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Auntie.
Asante, son of Baba.
All right.
Hello. Yes, WRFG Atlanta, 89.3 FM. Never know who listening in the middle of the night, you know, Babo team.
You
I
never
want to send
know.
A special request to our brothers and sisters in USP Atlanta.
Oh, by all
you know?
Means. By and all
the,
means.
I locked down in all the jails, them, you know, the and, municipal and, jail, the county jail.
And especially to those who have committed no crime, who are there for so-called victimless crime.
Serious.
You see, what is a victimless crime?
Sin.
It's an oxymoron to begin with.
404-523-8989. Stay tuned.
Thank you. from Barbados, and I come from Antigua. How you not like me? Black people want a shame because I was born in the West, and you born in Africa. How you not like me? Because I was born in Jamaica. Hola, we are branches.
Experience teaches wisdom. And over the past few years, I've had just about every kind of experience. I'ma shed a few tears. So at this stage of my life, to be honest with you, I really don't care whether or not I have the approval of a few of my peers. Cause here, but divert for a little while, you know. And the calls from a so-called friend stopped. I guess them think me lost it. Cause if them not hear me, they must slap.
This one is entitled Heritage, you know.
Boy, wow. Me heritage, my parish. The Africa from the parish. You a black man and go there white that you parish. Vatican, my parish. Hope me happy Harris. Queen Elizabeth, forget the fries. Me tell you no, black are me symbol. So no white God muscle give me no signal. Significant, yes, my blackness personal. Cannot sell these orders pre-sical. Me come fi uplift the people musical. Me come fi uplift the people churchical. Them say them are the righteous, but them marginal. Say them are truthful, but me see them are criminal. Me heritage, my parish, go Africa pan the parish. You a black man and go there white, got your parish. Vatican, my parish, put me up in Harris. Queen Elizabeth, forget the fire. Africa pan the parish. You a black man and go there white, got your parish. Vatican, my parish, put me up in Harris. Queen Elizabeth, forget the fire. Black people, run, come here quick. Babylon a pull a stunt and Babylon a pull a trick. Well, me sip up all drunk and the rum where him a sit. Elizabeth a jump cause a rum pound a whip. A slayer he free, do you score reminisce? Me fling the fireball and slave master half it. A who go tell the critics if he flip. Them this money well and me a feel like the fire needs. Reminisce this my heritage, my parish. Africa pan the parish. You a black man and go there white, got your parish. Vatican, my parish. Fort me off in Harris. Queen Elizabeth, we got the Farris. Me heritage, my parish. Africa pan the parish. You a black man and go there white, got your parish. Vatican, my parish. Fort me off in Harris. Queen Elizabeth, we got the Farris. Me put a fire pan Roman Catholic. After me slew Pope Paul, them draft a Pope Benedict. Me burn a Inquisition, Noah Inquisit. Put a hot a fire pan warlock and witches. Rock I gel a say, Babylon fi watch this. Hot a fire blaze, Babylon no catch this. Wo-oh-oh-oh-oh, burn a slackness. Love, love me, love me, love me, love me blackness. So what, yeah, my heritage, my parish. Africa pan the parish. You a black man and go there white, got your parish. Vatican, my parish. Fort me off in Harris. Queen Elizabeth, forget the Pharisee. My heritage, my parish. Got Africa pan the parish. You a black man and go there white, got your parish. Vatican, my parish.
What is going on behind the scenes and in the scenes?
Queen Elizabeth.
Creating history, as we say. Black. Not just reading the news, but creating the news. This is WRFJ Atlanta 89.3 FM. We've been reasoning with Baba Oteem Larib. Want to give a special shout out to the man called Selecta C and the check-in from Alabama. The World Wide Web family in full effect tonight. Selecta C, of course, was the champion of the first Healers Sound Clash, the Culture Clash. where it started off with 16 sounds and Selector C come forward as the underdog and took everything under control. See, we big up Selector C because he studied the categories and showed himself approved. You know what I mean? And that's how we have to treat our culture, you know what I'm saying, in every single way. But Babo team, it's been a blessing to have you with us all the while, you know.
And it's always been a blessing. It's been a pleasure to be here, and WRFG has always come through to get out the information to the people. And I want to say, if you don't love WRFG, something is wrong with
something
it. And I encourage you to support it, because this is a lifeline for us, WRFG, and the WRFG family that affords us opportunities to come forth and speak our truth as no one else will allow.
True. I
say. Give thanks for that.
So we're, we know that you will be at the African American Unity or the African American Community Center.
Yes.
Doing that presentation. Where else can we look forward to hearing from you soon?
I don't have anything scheduled now.
Right.
But when I do, I will be sure and keep you posted.
I'm sure with all you got going on.
You know, I have a full plate right now.
Yeah,
you know.
There'll be something coming up.
But I'm never too busy to entertain questions and inquiries. I do have an email.
Yeah, some people have been calling for your information.
Yes.
And also how the community can support, you know, and really put our muscle where our mouth is all the time.
I tell you what, I got some legal battles going on, and of course, get in touch with me via email at otimlarib, OTIMLARIB at hotmail.com, otimlarib@hotmail.com, and let's communicate. And if you'd like to help me out, support me in any kind of way, I will appreciate whatever that support is. Some are praying, some send up some powerful prayers, some, offer, you know, whatever they can.
Sure.
And we greatly appreciate it.
Give thanks.
You know, community activists, those of us who go out and, you know, we put it all on the line just for you.
Serious.
You know,
serious.
We need that type of support. That's not only myself, but there are others who need that type of support. So support your community activists who really go in the bat and in the thick of this battle.
And Bubble Team, I mean, I know for a fact, I've said this often to you, but just for those that may be new to Atlanta or may not have heard of this station, but I know you've been on the front line since before I got here.
Yeah, right.
I come here and find you here licking some serious shot by Babylon.
Right.
You and Bobby Hemmett on the same time slot right here at Afro Kitty.
Exactly. I first heard RFG in 1989 when I first came here. And I was impressed. I was almost late for my first night at work.
True.
Sitting in the parking lot listening to WRFG.
Yeah, man,
and I'm still here. Give thanks.
True. Respect, Baba. All the while. The number is 404-523-8989. And family, believe me, the fun just begun. We're here until the 3 o'clock hour. Musical healing in store for you, Al Massive and crew. Check it out.
Out of merit to the foundation of the music, to all the godfathers who set it. You know, you have some little people don't know respect. As a matter of fact, they're so hard on men for the elders. But you see the elders, them? You see the elders, them? Tell them, say, watch it. When a nurse, when a pet, when a dribbler, when a soda, when a powder. Put a better respect the elder entertainer. When a nurse, when a pet, when a dribbler, when a soda, when a powder. All of the foundation said respect for some little entertainer. What is the matter with them? Them do a one song which is better for top 10. Nothing no itty tighty fleety flighty pussy like a them face a rule. I been pan evil for them best friend and them no old. Them original corner again. Lyrics the solution for the old of them. If they want like them want disrespect legend. Cool. You ride on roll. You ride a godfather of the DJs.
Yes, we go out and pull that one there because respect is due to the foundation of the music scene. Coming from Shabba Rankin, otherwise known as the Grammy Kid. One big up, the original Mikey Jarrett in the place. Alongside Sugar Minot, Little John, General Trees, Brigadier Jerry will be here. tomorrow evening inside Club Legacy. And we're going to take it forward to the foundation in the next hour. Babo team, the calls can't stop coming in. We're going to take one more question. You know, when my Babo was on there too, I wanted to ask him, I forgot to ask him about his predictions for the Cricket World Cup taking place right now. So, Babo, if you're still listening out there in California, call us forward and give us your predictions on that scene, please. Because he's a serious cricket fan.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Fast but we have, bowler.
You know what I mean? But we have another caller on the phone line. Greetings, you're live with Babo team.
Yes, greetings, everybody.
All right.
Just wonderful. Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, Brother Babo team.
Yes.
You know, if you have, like, an attorney that's working on your case, I'm talking about personally, and you want to make sure that the attorney is doing everything that they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know, I mean, what it is that one can do to make sure that you get, you know, I understand about the attorney work for the court and all and the state and all that. But, you know, in most cases, you got to deal with them. But
right.
Make sure that you get the most out of what you're paying your attorney.
That they are performing.
Check, Kate. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I would say that's a very good question. Thanks for that question. Number one, you must know what he should be doing. And don't be afraid to get in and put your two cents, as they say, in. Put yours in and know what he should be doing. And if he's not doing what you expect of him, then because you are the one who hired him, you can also be the one who fires him and find someone else who will.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But there are, you know, basic things that you have to know and that you should expect from him. And if you're not getting what you expect, then you have the right to dismiss him, fire him, as they say.
Right. And like if you're dealing with a case, you're going to trial or something like that, and is it, you know, they supposed to file for discovery to see what the other side is going to do or
exactly.
What they plan on trying to, you know, just to mount your defense up.
Right.
Do your defense attorney supposed to be filing papers so that they'll know what's going on so they don't be blindsided?
Oh, by all means. I mean, that's what discoveries are all about, discovering what the other side has.
Right,
you know,
right.
So you can mount a defense.
Yeah.
And
right.
So, you know, if you know those things, basically you're doing well.
Right. But if you don't have that right now, and what that would tell you if your attorney haven't done any of that?
Well, if it and that's what you expect and demand, then
right.
then that says that you need to be getting you another one.
Right. You
know, it's basic. You know, you're the employer. You employed him
right.
to represent you. Now, you know when you hire him that as an officer of the court, he submits you to the court's jurisdiction and you are looked upon by the court as being non-compos mentis, mentally incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're looking at you as. And, of
right.
course, when he represents you, he can't represent you in your private capacity, but he's representing the fictional you, that which we call the straw man.
Right,
That's what he's representing.
Right. And a lot of times they'll go, you know, and talk to the DA or the solicitor or whoever,
mm-hmm.
and they never like to do it in front of, you know, the client, you know.
Right.
I always see that's, you know, that's a problem with anybody. You
mm-hmm.
know, you never know what they're doing or what they're saying.
Right.
And then they come to you and say, well, you know, maybe you want to do a plea and make things easier.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a quick way to get things out. I've read a couple of treatises from law reviews that talk about the defense attorney's role in plea bargaining and the prosecution's role in plea bargaining. But what it all boils down to is that they can get more cases through and so forth with plea bargaining. But the thing of it is, if you haven't done a thing, I'm talking about fighting it to the end. That's the
exactly.
way that's what I would do.
Exactly.
Without giving you any legal advice. But that's my opinion. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told my friend. And I told him that, you know, you should definitely, you know, if you're not guilty, take it all the way.
Exactly. Exactly. Take it all the way. Stand. Yeah. Make a
That's
stand.
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir. All right, then.
Thanks
thank
for
you
call, brother.
All right. A lot, my brother, and yes. keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be in touch.
Thank
Peace
you.
And
much love.
Love.
Peace out.
404-523-8989 is the number. Yes, Bubble Team, again, give thanks for the works.
Yes.
And we look forward to seeing you soon.
Soon.
Roots and culture in your neighborhood. Stay tuned.
Out of merit to the foundation of the music, to all the godfathers who set it. You know, you have some little people who don't know respect. As a matter of fact, them so hard of men for the elders, but you see the elders, them? You see the elders, them? Tell them, say, watch it. When the nurse on the pet, when the dribbler, when the soda, when the powder. When the better respect the elder entertainer. When the nurse on the pet, when the dribbler, when the soda, when the powder. All of the foundation said respect for some little entertainer. What is the matter with them? Them do a one song which is better but top 10. Nothing no itty tighty flitty flighty pussy lock of them face a rule. I been pan evil for them best friend and them no old. Them original corner again. Lyrics the solution for the whole of them. If them one like them one disrespect legend. Cool, cool. You ride on roll. You ride a godfather. Father of the DJ school, cool, cool. Jayo done rule, influential factor of the DJ school, cool, cool. King Stitch done rule, easy father Stitch well equipping at the school, cool, cool. Brigadier done rule, dreadlocks educator of the DJ school. So, when a nurse on a bed, when a dribbler, when a soda, when a powder. The only youngsters who are disrespect the elder. When a nurse and a pet, when a dribble, when a soda, when a powder. Respect the foundation, set the stem, feed them falla. Step by step, you have to climb the ladder. The elders, you have to show respect for. Early pace, set a work, live forever. At the foundation, the juvenile start falla. Cool, cool. Choose the wheel done roll. Hardcore, I got tough enough, the DJ school. Cool, cool. Admiral done roll. Vibesology in a the DJ school. Cool, cool. Papa San done roll. Him run the marathon in a the DJ school. Cool, cool. Tiger him done roll. The man of the style in a the DJ school. Cool, cool. Super cat done roll. Dan, 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 dada of the DJ school. Mike and equalizer are the DJ tool. And people come and dance like children going to school. You can't be a mimic, you can't be a fool. You have to present your style and make them know say it rule. So, when a nurse on a bed, when a dribbler, when a soda, when a powder. The all the youngsters who are try disrespect the elder. When a nurse on a bed, when a dribbler, when a soda, when a powder. To all the elder entertainer, respect goes on. For listen, clash of the titan and buckle of the giant. Respect the foundation.
Yeah, man.
Brilliant. A youth like me, who is living militant.
The tune called Respect. A respect is due.
Music give me my ear.
To the old landmark, you know.
Cool, cool, general.
Along the road, that's how we trod.
Rumpus kicking up in the DJs.
And we trod with vision for the future, same way.
Early be a done roll. Early be you are the doctor of the DJ school. Cool, cool. Trinity, you done rule. I love the style, I love the pattern that you're setting at the school. Cool, cool. Jah Thomas, you done rule. Pace of this, pace of that, a boom shot in at the school.
A lot more in store for you until the 3 o'clock hour. Remember, we have another pair of tickets to give away for Sugar Miner tomorrow evening. Do remember that funding for this program has been brought to you in part by the following sponsors.
Let's go, big show, big show, big show.
Portion of this program are brought to you by Janae's and Topman Entertainment, presenting General Foundation, return of the original Youthman Promotions. Performances feature the godfather of reggae, Sugar Minot, along with Tristan Palmer, Mr. Entertainment, Little John, the original roughneck bad boy DJ, General Trees, and the lady DJ Fire Passion. The event will be hosted by the immortal Brigadier Jerry in a rubber dub style. Music by Youthman Promotions original selector, Drifter. Guest appearances by Atlanta's own Ross Coffey and Ross Igel. Early warm selected by Turnty Sound. Return of the original Youthman Promotions occurs on March 17th, Legacy Nightclub, 1179 South Hairston Road. For more information, 678-654-0347.
Shout sounds of Rana Malachi. With special request to the sister Carl, UNITY, you know. All roots, all culturalites.
It's just a ghetto.
Well, that was that, and this is this. Musical this to make a bounce and twist.
No vacancy. I wake up in the morning. I make a early track seat. I drop me gone seeking. The youth them need feeding. Everywhere you go, it's no vacancy. You commit robbery. Everywhere you go, it's no vacancy. Tell me how me I go feel it pick me. I no try, me no try, but I just can't get a blind. Applying to the factory.
diamond clothes look so shabby, and crowd of people just a watch me. Everywhere you go, it's no vacancy. They must see one me commit to robbery. Everywhere you go, it's no vacancy. Tell me how we are gonna feel me pick. Boy, 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 no vacancy. No vacancy. Especially if you are naughty. Boy, 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 I can't see the boss. Not even this man I can boss. Apply it to the factory. I'm on clothes look so shabby. No vacancy. No vacancy. Especially if you are naughty. Whoa, 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 whoa. All right. If you try a little hustling, I'll raise few shillings from me eye cream. I'll go and try a little selling. I sell peanuts with the sound string up. So if you see I with a bag, a high tell and salt in me air. Whoa, yo, whoa, whoa, whoa. No vacancy, no vacancy. Everywhere you go, it's no vacancy. They must have want me coming to rob me. Everywhere we go, it's no vacancy. Tell me how me I go feel me pick me. I'm a woman, she a breed again. Tell me where me I go do my thing. I'm a woman, she a breed again. Tell me where me I go do my thing. No vacancy. No vacancy. No vacancy. They must see why me commit robbery. Boy, boy. Apply it to
the original style. Rubber dub style.
Man called Sugar Minot. Big respect. This is the one and only original Mac Daddy Mikey Jarrett.
You here?
Now big up Junior, I'm a sunny line on the place, and big up all the nice and decent people. Cause you don't know, sir. We there in the place, sir, you know. Georgia, enough respect, cause Georgia is always on my mind.
You know what I mean? Way down south.
Ah,
give thanks, give thanks. With much respect today, Father.
Yes.
Coming out so long, long years you're there in the business.
From 1972 till now, King.
Seeing. And so still, still look young to rot it.
At 53 strong, you know.
Give thanks. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Looking fresh and clean. Must see the good liberty I keep you.
And the blessing of the Almighty, Jah, you know.
True, true.
Because I'm just scared I go show you the fountain amongst the youths.
True, true. True, true.
You know see?
True, true.
Yeah,
when we talk about you them now, because we're looking forward to touch with Sugar Minot and some of them man there on the phone in a little while. Still, you know, the man that their studio work hard.
Yeah, you don't know. Big up Sugar Minot.
True.
Tristan Palmer. Little John, General Trees and Brigadier. You don't know, sir.
True.
True to the weather, I'm reaching later.
True, true, true. But now, when we talk about the youth and Sugar Minot, people like Sugar Minot, you know, in terms of, as you said, you find the fountain of youth amongst the youth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And man like Sugar Minot have created a legacy for himself along that same line with the Youth Man Promotion,
yeah,
and so on.
Yes.
He'll be here tomorrow. Tell us about that whole tradition as you come up, and probably the same tradition that nurture you as a young man coming into the business of the nurturing from the elders to the youth.
Well, you see, from my standpoint,
true.
Growing up, as a youth, I used to roll with the elders.
True.
So you get wise teaching from the old. And them tell you, say, if you can't be good, you be careful.
True, true.
Understand? So in everything where you do, you always put Jah first.
True.
And everything else added.
True.
Now, as a youth, I born and grew in a trench town, Kingston 12, Jamaica.
True.
I man grew up as a youth from 9 years old. I man take up the Nazarene.
True, true.
Cause you see, I grew as a youth where you've been through the Presbyterian, the Anglican, the Church of God,
true.
Seeing the Pocomania. Then I'm on grandfather show, I'm on Rasta.
True.
See, because in them time, they used to tell us Rasta, black heart man, and
true.
You have to go run and hide stay and sell and them things, you know.
True.
Well, I'm on grandfather, man named James Sines, otherwise known them call him Monarch.
See.
The man used to out of Spanish Town Road, a place called Billings Mattress Industrial Terrace. Right there, so in front of Baka Wall, Aki Walk, anything you want. This is them build up the place called Tivoli Garden now.
True, true, true.
Then I'm town school across the street, the police station.
True.
Seeing? And you find, say, as a Rasta man, the man used to teach you love.
True.
Teach you to share with people. Seeing? So from a youth time and into Rastafari.
True.
Because originally, when His Majesty come to Jamaica, 1966, seeing, which was the 23rd of that month,
true.
I'm on there and see him.
True, true, true.
You understand what I say?
True.
And that's the 23rd of April.
True.
And I'm on was only 12 years old at the time.
True.
Seeing?
True.
And it was a vibes and a good spiritual feelings to be whole. Seeing? The Emperor of Ethiopia, the Kings of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Conquering line of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, ever living God, or rightful ruler.
True.
Seeing? But in those days, Rastaman get a fight. Seeing? Babylon prosecute you, your parents them turn them back upon you, and at them time, true. They find you have up locks, you have up. It's like at a cross.
True.
And when we come from Trenchtown, Kingston 12, when we go downtown for go look work, we can't get no work.
True.
Babylon use them bayonet and grass, backlash, whatsoever, and trim it. The most embarrassing thing where Babylon used to do to Rastaman in those times is try if you were force the pig, which is a Trenton, down your throat. Because a youth, you know, we see all of them brutalization of Babylon bring off by Rasta people. Well, I'm on my grade as a youth, 16, and come out America.
Say
1970.
True, true.
And as a youth, where it wasn't a Jamaican thing, it was more of a West Indian thing where you're glad for buck up your people. Them.
True, true, true.
And up not them time though, what them do, them poison the African American mind against you as a West Indian.
Yeah, definitely.
You understand?
So you're so banana boat, man.
Yeah, you see, so you have to fight all of them struggle. See, funny as it may seem, when me I go to school them time, me never even know, say, me'd be a big entertainer.
True.
Because I play a soccer team with John Travolta as my schoolmate on the same team.
Seeing.
Eastern District.
True.
Seeing that I like a miss up on thing as youth, you know?
True, true, true.
And now when we get big now, I see him pan welcome back, Kata, and I sweat tags. I say, where are my schoolmate?
True.
But we go to Trenchtown where people like Sly Dunbar,
aye.
Lowell, seeing?
Aye.
Dunbar,
aye.
The great drummer.
Right.
We are the man at our school.
True.
Bigger food with ton police and them.
True.
Seeing? We grew up in a garrison at Trenchtown.
True.
Them time that you can't go downtown and get no work for them. So pure old nigga and this that come from Trenchtown.
True.
With that Trenchtown when Bob Marley come from St. Anne's.
True.
And come at Trenchtown.
And reach the town.
We did it when Toots just come from Clarendon. Come at Trenchtown. So Trenchtown was more like of a safe haven for all the people from country were talented as the second ghetto, because the first ghetto was Shantytown. And when Babylon licked down Dungleso and run the bubble them from Dungleso, them head up in a 7th Street, 8th Street Lane. Seeing? And me I got Trenchtown School from Trenchtown Junior School before even Senior School, Bill. Now, my grandmother, her name is Beatrice Wilson.
True.
And she is the aunt of Delroy Wilson.
Big
Brother
big
Pitney.
Singer.
Seeing?
True.
But we never have penny them things when we grow.
Seeing.
Because, you know, the celebrity thing never really, you know, get to you.
Right.
Because at them time, there, Delroy, Ken Booth,
right.
Roy Shirley, Alton Ellis was our superstar. And Artens Ellis, him sister.
True.
You understand?
True, true.
Yes, King, so.
True.
Again, like me say, come America. Seeing? 1972. Them show I man say Rita Anderson. Seeing Rita Anderson, aka, Ami's two first cousin because her mother is my aunt, which is Beda Jarrett.
Seeing.
And my father, Oscar Jarrett.
So one big family for real.
Yeah, but you see, what happened?
So when Half Pint sing them tune, they're not just sing them a sing for talk and talk.
Enough things Half Pint and them man they sing, but we done a prophesy way before then.
True, true.
Come in that foreign, I talk about Mr. Landlord and can't take my landlord and the way before.
I was.
Tune got yard and I saw the vibes go.
True.
Seeing?
True.
But it's a musical energy in America. Music play drumming as a drum major. You know?
True.
See, you see all general trees.
Aye.
Our brethren, because if you ask him, them tiny little hour band him a blow bugle.
I will.
Yeah, man, famous. Well, famous, you know?
True.
You know, see?
True, true.
So, me, you know, me never really start the DJ business at Jamaica. But my sound when I grew up with at Jamaica, it sound like Count Boys, the Monarch. Kind of Davis Lane where we live at West Road, Trenchtown. You have people like Sir Naya. We did it when Uriah start film career. With a sound name, Dickie's Hi-Fi. Seeing? We did it when a DJ called the great Prince Ruff. A DJ a sound called Sir George the Atomic. Seeing? Come America now, you know, rodeo with a defend certain things and then you sight up the light and music. Take a toll upon you and you take a different stage of life.
True.
So them time, you know, we start DJ a sound name, Sons Sebastian Jr.
Sons Jr.
Yeah, the man, you know, in the business from 1954 as well as I am.
Wow.
Car theme father, saying, used to play with Tom, the great Tom Sebastian.
True.
The Chinese connection.
True, true.
Saying, so musically, we grew up where, as a youth with that Jamaica, we want to listen to sound.
Right.
And we have to go climb the willow tree or the coconut tree or whatever tree and put up the steel on. Saying?
So you can't help it. No wonder you have so much vibe in here.
Well, you see, we are original gladiators, you know.
True.
Saying? Because the first DJ where we hear about is people like the great Count Machoke. Saying? Lord Kamek. Saying? Palmer Dice, saying the great King Stitch, saying then come Daddy Uri down the line, saying Uri, you have Dennis Al Capone, you have Jasbo, Big Youth, saying and from there, so the youth them around me that foreign and I hear about the great Ranking Trevor, and from Ranking Trevor, Emmanuel Brown. Ranking Joe, when Ranking Joe name Little Joe. Lone Ranger Kaisfe, me and all of the foundation artists them. Saying we have that unity and reach out as brethren in the business. You know?
True. Give thanks. That is a rich history and we know say that is only not even half of the story.
See? No, that's a tip of the iceberg, you know?
True. True. We give thanks because that we need. Round here, the education, you know.
Well, the youth, them not really know where to come from, you know. Because
no sense of purpose.
You have
then.
People that say them are the dance hall king and them. No disrespect to the younger youths, them. The Beanie Man, the Bounty Killer, and all of them. But the first dance hall king of King Stitch. Saying, hark it from the top to the very last drop. I am the ugly one. Meet me at the Greg Sundown. Saying, Daddy Uri come. After I left Trenchtown and him go up at Tower Hill and go DJ King Tubby's. Saying, and the man there tell you, wear it to the ball. Wake the town and tell the people, you write first song what we know about away from a thing called, what is Katy Big Boy Axe? What is Katy Teacher? I want to know, you know? So the history of the great ones need to tell the young generation because remember rap or hip hop, what you want to call it, our little grand picnic. Because I'm a DJ from 1972.
True.
Rap never started 1977, 1979.
True. And that me want to talk to you about when we come forward. I want to take a short break.
Yeah,
man. We want to talk about when the two cultures then meet. Bless. Yes, Mikey Jarrett in the place, and it's a musical history. Our story. The number is 404-523-8989. We still have a couple of tickets to give away, and this time we're going to make Father Jarrett ask the question them, seeing? Because that we do, we keep the school, and then we ask the question them, and you get reward if you pay attention. Seeing? Big up Babo team, and we want to send a special shout out to the brother Larry Williams, who was the third caller to win a pair of tickets. But he called in and said, you know what, you have to work tomorrow, so he's going to relinquish them tickets, we free them up for the next person. Seeing? Nation time, so we love it. Stay tuned.
I'm gonna get this one to an entertainer. Big boat, yeah. I read it from Farina, Jamaica. Murra, give me now. Panahool, DJ Gambrad. Hey, Panahool, DJ Gambrad. Hear me now, now. DJ business start from Anya. Who make it dig that are you ride the teacher? Chica chica bow wow mash up Jamaica. Who did love it? No, me mother and me father. Me did love it too, but ungo think me dead smaller. Study me book dance, give me kuno enter. Thinking that me say me want fi grow a little faster. I ride come and catch a world place a fire. Just but him come as a ragamuffin soldier. Hot up the place and want take it over. Then big youth and the one named the Linja. Respect Joe, then the man they a elder. Second King Stitch, cause you my godfather. Secretary the teacher was a girl's in favor. Briggy is a DJ, no left him culture. Chat Panja love, I love the selector. When Briggy chat dread gone in a temper. Ball let's stand up and start catch pay fever. Don't love Briggy, your man, you better leave ya. Briggy is a DJ with the longest stamina. We chat mic so long, and people still a cheer for. Ranking Joe was the rock off entertainer. Joe is a DJ with all the youth partner. Several of my rock, Trevor Ranking, me member. They can turn over now and quest land over. Broken right foot and him a go all over. Picking at the business and then him retire. You grown come down with business, Mr. Doctor. People's choice on him, you Charlie Taffer. Big outstanding and good originator. On a bus calling down by Long Ranger. Jack and Virgo the one time roller. Echo get big then police kill him after. With Big John Flux in the operator. When Echo dead, mommy checks the aroma. When me see this time, I gonna touch it with me finger. My blood run cold, me gone in a coma. Echo is a DJ where people admire. Go to good school and get him diploma. Chats like this enough, people never matter. Anytime you talking, raise a young girl nature. Is it Johnny Ringo, outstanding performer? Is it Squiddly rocking with him brother Metro Peter? Squiddly, you are done, but you're too damn mager. Peter, you play your chat on Metro Media. Give a DJ, man, him have technical la. That's a yellow man, put the business further. Make it international in a Bermuda. Yellow man slack and yellow man vulgar. Yellow man make enough DJ get wiser. Both he make money and a rabbi promoter. Easy Kojak and me say easy mama Liza. Easy sister Nancy, Lillian and Verna. No me have to talk about some more entertainer. Before trees a chat, he was a shoemaker. Working fella, so no take him finna loft. First it sang, them a call it Ghost Rider. Then minivan people control Jamaica. Trees get big, but him still not left shoka. One you fi know Sasa Frasa them teacher, what early be you want the microphone doctor? Love culture, slackness, you no check for. Get him a pussy, man, the girl them protella.
Yes, the man called Papa San. Laying down the history. The sound's called DJ Business, you know. So, Mikey Jarrett, I'm going to talk the truth.
Yeah, man, I'm going to talk the truth too well now. Can you see Papa San?
True.
I'm one of the youngest youth veterans at them time there, you know.
Seeing.
Because son used to DJ with Johnny Ringo and Lee's Unlimited.
True.
See, at them time, that when General Echo a DJ, Echo tone before him go a Stereophonic.
True.
Because the first fast talk and him Donovan.
Donovan.
Yeah, but as you know, people at England, seeing Daddy Freddie and all of them will take it up on Papa Levi and my God, my King, you understand? But slow talker in a fast speed would be the great Ranking Joe as Liquor Joe. You understand? Because the man there, when the man that talk, you know, non-stop talker, original gladiator.
True.
Seeing? Because Ranking Joe, a DJ, sound like real symbolic before him go a Stereograph. You know what I mean? But as a little youth, them used to call him DJ Jolly. And then him call him Little Joe and he'd have Big Joe. Gun Coatland, Mr. See. Finnegan and Leafy Miguel Arlene and understand? Well, like me say, my historic part of it is on the foreign side.
Seen.
Because even though I have the history from Jamaica.
True.
I'm an...
You experience it a foreign.
Yeah, because I may come set it and start it in
True.
America.
Before
any one of them. Or any one of the superstars I'm talking about.
True. True.
No
True.
Disrespect to all who come.
True.
But I made a chop out the bush.
True.
Seen?
True.
Yeah.
KRS-One have a lyric.
I'm a friend that man.
KRS-One from the tune called South Bronx.
Yeah, well,
they say it was 76 to 1980.
Yeah.
The dreads in Brooklyn was crazy. You couldn't bring out your set with no hip hop because the pistols would go pop 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 pop.
Yeah, well,
so when the two culture meet, explain to us how the scene was in that time, how the atmosphere was in that time living in New York.
Yeah, me know. Me live in New York from 1970.
True.
Seeing at a youth at only 16 years old.
True.
Seeing? In those times, there wasn't much clubs or party for West India.
Seeing?
We used to just call each other on the phone. Seeing. Your mother decides, say, she'll keep a party.
Seeing?
Seeing? So she clear out the things them out of the living room and put in the bedroom.
True.
Seeing? She chop up some curry chicken, which Aye. Chicken baka, whatsoever,
Aye.
For who eat meat.
True.
Seeing? And she put on a little rice and
True.
It's a little, and the stereo wasn't True. A big, you understand? Music start playing and people get around and dance and it nice. Mm. Now we as youth at go to school, you saw a thing named day party on Friday evening. Your mother gonna work, you know, and you skip school a day then. And you invite all of your girlfriend and your brethren them, seeing? And you turn your whole family place into a dance hall.
Serious.
Day party.
True.
Music a play light, dark, and man a rubber dub on a girl in a car, and music a play and all heap of things as teenager and young love, you know?
True.
So you find, sir, as a youth I step it in a Brooklyn, seeing? You know, we are growing road boy business and you get involved with the wrong company.
True.
Cause you have to defend yourself.
True.
As a West Indian and the fight. So now, me used to go a dance and me could a dance, you know. Start dance, appear crowd and everybody. So them used to say, boy, sound like you right, but me have a look like Big Youth. Because I have the gold teeth and the locks. And
True.
I me give Big Youth the first high school and Green Beaver when we are.
Oh.
Because I'm the Beaver King America.
Oh.
Seeing?
Oh.
I me got Jamaica 1972. I don't say, seeing?
True.
And see Jai Youth, but me never give him the Beaver then.
True.
Seeing? I 74, I put the first Beaver upon him head.
True.
Because Big Youth come America 1973.
True.
Seeing? In a Fell Forum, which was Madison Square Garden, which would be now the Paramount Theater, with him and Inner City Band, them, Inner Circle, with Scotty and all of them. Them time there, you have a brother named Charlie Babcock from Jamaica as a MC. Gil Bailey, a New York, was a man of the pan radio, but him couldn't talk. Him have to play only 15 minutes of reggae again, no talking. The first set of man in pan radio in a New York with reggae is Carl Anthony and Jeff Barnes, a brother named Jeff Dixon, for them killer Jamaica with a Freya. Right.
See.
The man there, they pan a radio station named WWRL AM station. Seeing?
You still hear Carl Anthony voice on the radio?
Man, then I mean, they do Carl Anthony.
True.
Jingles on him there at WLIB.
True.
Carl Anthony, make you feel irie. This station will listen double L.I.B. I open the mic, this is Jarrett Mikey and True. Please. My name is Mikey Jarrett. Fret True. Them a fret and me hear upon the answer with him.
True.
Because you see what happened? My first hit song and answer was 1980 when him killed Anwar Sadat for Jah Life and Percy. Seeing them time there, Jah Bible. A youth named Flip, a produce, Philip Fraser and them. Pan rhythm. Me first vice pan it. Seeing as a DJ. Seeing. Then Brigadier them get a cut from them and vice pain. So while me have what at them kid, then same time Michigan and Smiley come with that thing named diseases for Junjo.
True, true.
Seeing? And them youth there, two great youth where me and them start tour around the place, Chicago. But even the style where them take, original from the brother where name, Jamaica.
Seeing?
From Papa Roots and Mr. DJ Emperor Faith. I used to say, Papa Roots in a resident area. Now leave me area.
That's where really Michigan and Smiley pick it up from.
Hello. Seeing? I him tell you. Seeing? Promoter him a laugh. Liquor sell off. Can't find a bottle with a cup.
True.
Seeing?
True.
So, people need to know the great ones them who set the trend.
True. True. Speaking of New York now, this is one of the people, the anthem them from New York for the last probably 15 years or so.
Yeah.
Coco T do the tune called Rackers Island. But enough people don't know where the original tune come from. Take a listen.
Up park, yeah. Up park, yeah. No man's land. John Wood.
So Up Park Camp was the name of a jail. A all prison down right. There.
See. See, Up Park, all right. See, in a them time there, when we are youth, and them bring in a thing named gun court law.
True.
See?
True.
Them only with a gun at Jamaica. See, you get life in prison.
One time.
See, we don't, no bail, no nothing. Up Park Camp, you're gone. You understand? That was before gun court bill. That's what was the place for them carry go. You understand? So I'm gonna say, boy, I am gonna behave myself, you know, come meanwhile and go up our camp. You understand? When Coco T reached America, because the first time Coco T come America in 1985, my brethren pass and gone, no name Lock. Him said, a tenor saw him they really want. But tenor saw them time there, have a manager and man him say, boy, can't bring tenor saw come America for no little money.
Right.
Can't remember, you know, a youth promotion boss, right. Tenasa.
Right.
Seeing? And he might do him things with Lloyd Evans, which are Barrington leaving manager along the line. Seeing? So, Coco T, Red Rose, them time the Red Rose are sound like Tenasa too. Pad Anthony, and a brother named Bammy Man. Seeing? Yeah, brethren. And we roll out with the Pantor. A woman named Vanny McGuan. And she a man is Sanchez now.
True.
Down New York.
True.
Seeing, and we start the tour. Coco T first song we do. Boy, Afi, a youth to pass and gone named Alton Ayri.
Seeing.
Seeing, New York artist too from back in the days.
True.
Seeing, have a thing called So Mr. Taylor Man So. You understand?
True.
Because you'd have a true name, Row, Mr. Fisherman Row. So I'm just, you understand what I'm saying?
True.
And then Alton now was a man to also use a DJ the speed rapping thing.
True.
Fast talking.
True.
New York, one of New York finest with me.
True.
Seeing? But the first DJ were ever there in New York were international before me.
True.
I youth named Johnny Lover.
Seeing?
Seeing? Then me and one named Love Rye.
Seen.
Love Right, pass off.
Yeah, man, Bridgman pass off right there, so in Atlanta.
Yeah, see it. So, you see, we keep it real, you know.
True.
We not take credit for it, credit not due, you know.
True, the Argan Gargan.
Yeah, cause a long of time start blow the mouth Argan or what you want to call it.
True.
True, Roy Richard was one of him. But remember, him dad Jamaica, they used to call him I Roy Jr.
Seen.
You Roy Jr. Cause true, you know, him grew up in the Waterhouse Tower area.
True, true.
And you Roy was for him. Teacher where him look up to.
True, true.
And him come and we had DJ Sons Junior.
True.
Seeing, so if it was Mikey Jarrett, it would be Love Rye.
True, true, true.
Understand? Differently true. From Johnny Lover.
True, true.
Because enough people don't remember Johnny Lover. Johnny Lover, the first man do I pray, you know. Before Big Youth.
Before Big Youth.
With Bob Marley and rhythm. Sun is shining, the weather is sweet, yeah. Make you want to move. And the man said, no, why do the Eden rage? And the people imagine of vain things. Fall ruler set themselves against the Lord and I did say, come let. Seeing? And him come back with a tune called This Year Adob.
True.
Adob. Seeing? So, the history See, enough people really don't know the foundation people must set it. You understand?
True.
So, credit is due. Some people don't remember some of the people.
True.
And that's it.
But that's why we have people like you, because nothing happened by mistake, you know.
True.
But we give thanks, because in the ancient African tradition, there's called the griot.
True.
The man who tell the story, you know what I mean?
For real.
And keep everyone in present memory.
For real.
As I said, without knowing that, we can't even move forward and say we're cutting no new trail or blazing no new road or nothing like that.
That's not sure, yo.
Serious thing.
Saying, because enough great entertainer want to get them just true.
True.
You understand?
True. I want to take a short break again and come forward and talk about some of them there.
Bless
you. Because this is a program where we large up with ancestor them non-stop, you know.
Definitely.
We large up with ancestor them, because we know see them shoulder where stand.
Well, without the root, you couldn't have the branch, no leaf, no stem.
Couldn't go so.
So tell it to all the brethren and all the sisters and all the youth and the children.
You're here. Yes. Coming from the man called Mikey Jarrett. Hold tight, family. Before we go any further, Mikey Jarrett,
we want
to ask the people them a question where them can call in and win this last pair of tickets for Sugar Miner. We have 15 minutes left in the program, seeing, and you know, says some people are listening intently to the history, and you give us a mouthful so far. Be glad to me tape it, because we can publish it, put it on the website, and make people listen it for free. You know what I mean? But we want to ask the people them a question now. Something based on what you have shared with us tonight so far. Well, them can call in and win a pair of tickets for Sugar Miner tomorrow night.
All right. We want to ask all of the people out there, which was the name that they call the late great Delroy Wilson? What kind of head them call him?
All right. And you mentioned that tonight, right?
No.
Okay.
Would mention, but if you are a historian.
Okay. All right.
You know anything about Delroy Wilson? Because everybody talk about Bob Marley.
True.
And Delroy Wilson was a superstar before Bob Marley.
True.
See, how I get a superstar.
True.
You understand?
True.
Yeah.
Respect.
So, we want those who know what them used to call Delroy Wilson.
Let's see if we have anyone in radio that can get a one there.
All
the number is 404-523-8989. 404-523-8989. In the studio with us, the original Mac Daddy, the man called Mikey Jarrett. Me feel say somebody bold and feel say them have it in a Mikey Jarrett. Let me go to the phone line and see what's going on. You have your headphones on?
Yes.
WRFG Atlanta.
Head of the class.
Yes.
No.
Respect.
Hello.
Number. No. All right.
Yes, bless it. So what's the answer to the question?
Hello?
You said something about the head of the class or something.
No.
WRFG?
Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
Yeah,
yes.
Greetings. Could you turn your radio down?
Yeah, I want to turn it down, you know?
All right. You have the answer to the question?
From Texas, you know?
You're calling from where?
A pastor from Texas, you
know? Okay. Respect, King.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Maybe breadfruit head or something like that.
Uh-uh.
Isn't that breadfruit head?
No, sir.
Sorry.
No, I hate.
No, sir.
Sorry, brethren.
All right, sir. Give thanks, yeah.
Yeah, man, I love you.
I love to get a chat to Mr. Jared right after the year, you know, if you can accept my number, you know?
All right, we're all taking, I'm going to set that up for you, see?
All right, take care, yeah, all after you, yeah.
WRFG Atlanta, 89.3 FM. Mikey Jarrett, I don't know if anyone have the answer to that question out there, you know? All right, you might have scratched me.
See? If you see, go to a race track, right? And the jockey come off the horse, what does he have in his hand? Along with the whip.
Jeez. Question.
Yeah.
404-523-8989. All right, let me go to the phone line. We have some astute students out there at Radio Land. Greetings.
Bridle.
The bridle.
No.
He said it's not the bridle. Answer.
That could not be.
Let me give this another chance. Listen, go to the question before you answer, brother.
All right. A jockey finished the race, right? And he's going to weigh on the scale. What does he have in one hand alongside with the whip? What they call it?
Alright. WRFG Atlanta.
Cap.
What do you have?
The cap.
No. Not right.
Is a trick question this?
No, it's not a trick question. Alright, we'll get to them because we're going to ask the next question. Hello, we're going to answer one more time. Hello?
Yeah, give me a next question. Come on now.
No, hold on. It's not a matter of that. If you pay attention to what's happening, when a jockey don't ride the race and come off and
the saddle. Point.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
You got it. See it? Well, them used to call Del Roy Wilson Saddlehead.
Saddlehead.
Saddlehead. I didn't even know that one.
All right. So you got the right answer, though, brother. So yeah. You want these tickets?
Yeah, of course I want them.
You want to check out Sugar Miner? All right, stay off the line, and I'm gonna link you up, all right?
All right, cool.
1 second. Respect to the winner. Your music.
Don't you dare, he gives me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, and daddy just treated him right.
Grandma, long time I see you.
Just ask yourself, what happened to you? It's
a little messed up, man. A little smart.
Mr. Jarrett, you have the phone line, them are ring off the hook.
Yeah, man.
2:30 in the morning.
A big respect.
You have to come forward through to Atlanta, you know, and because I touch your touch.
Well, you know something, honestly.
It's a teaser.
The first time I stopped in this station was 1990, you know.
Seeing?
Them time they just promote a song named Mac Daddy.
Yeah, man.
But it never released till 92.
True.
So I done ya Jeremy and Dupre.
True.
And the little youth, them Chris Cross.
True.
Here we are promoting things like now.
True.
And them come with Mac Daddy make you jump. True. Daddy Mac, what am I here? Original Mac Daddy. Mac Daddy. You tell them Mikey Jarrett for me, I'm Mac Daddy. I'm me don't ramp with the young girl picking me full them up of agony. I make them feel angry. Well, they're not the town or in the country. Oh, Mac Daddy.
And here out the circle going out. Because the first man with me here played a tune there. We are bringing him come here upon the 28th. Red Alert. DJ Red Alert from
sure, New York. I'm a brother that. Him call himself Poopoo.
Yeah.
Hey, Poopoo.
Yeah.
Saying because, so Red Alert, all right. So when you go on the cross, you know, the true first hip-hop DJ that have any encounters with reggae was the man named Mr. Magic. From back in the days, Riverside Drive and 76th Street. WHBI, that was the first reggae radio station thing we have set up in New York with people like the Gil Bailey, people like Clive Hudson, Rupert Graham, and Neil Love, which was running things in Florida the other day and passed off as one of the great radio personality. You understand? So Mr. Magic was one of the first Where's the red alert? I'm a brethren. Bonafide. All right. Even Funk Master Flex.
True.
Flex is a Jamaican, you know.
Yeah.
People don't know, say. But
never know that.
That you don't know.
Seeing.
Seeing. But Flex grew up in America.
True.
In the Bronx.
True.
Seeing.
True.
But in Jamaican parentage.
True, true.
And
true.
Next one again. You remember Ed Love and Dr. Dre?
Yeah, man.
Then.
Same thing.
Dr. Dre, Jamaican.
True, true, true.
You understand? You see, one time gone, people never really come forward, come tell them nationality where they're
from.
Yeah, them all them affiliated. Yeah. All right. Guru from Gangstar.
Yeah.
Keith.
Yeah.
Family background is Trinidadian.
Yeah.
Seeing?
True.
Even the hip hop artist Foxy Brown. Because you know we have the original Foxy Brown, mm-hmm. Jamaican singer, differently
true.
From Pam Grier.
True,
as the
true.
Original Foxy Brown.
True, true, true.
You understand?
True.
She is Trinidadian.
Yeah, man.
Related.
True.
Dougie Fresh, Barbados.
True.
Slick Rick.
True.
English Jamaican.
True.
KRS-One, mother, and in bigger brother, Jamaicans.
True.
You understand?
True.
FED, Jamaica.
True.
I mean, Trevor, where everybody call Busta Rhyme.
True.
But no, people just show them true identity, right. Because enough people come here when I'm a baby, you know?
When you get trendy and stylish.
No, you see, one time gone, they used to tell you go pound the banana boat. Mm-hmm. And the other day, everybody do one pound the river, pound the bank, and row them boat.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing? One time gone, they not know the way.
Right.
Them say we are monkey this and banana that, and everybody I eat beef patty now, and everybody I eat oxtail and curry goat, and one time gone, them not in none of them things.
That's true, man.
Matter of fact, no disrespect, but everyone. Everybody want to be Jamaican,
right.
At one time.
Right.
You don't even know a man walk down the road, a man say, El Rasta man, him locks and him beard, yardy. But different culture. Nowadays, you can't tell who is who.
Mm.
Because locks is not more of Rasta, no, it's more of a hairstyle.
Mm.
The policeman are wear locks, the judge are wear locks, this one are wear locks.
Mm.
Like Juno Biles, it say, curly locks.
Mm.
Know that I'm a dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Your mama say you shouldn't be with me.
It's true.
So, you know.
It's true.
I just said, Gusky. So the thing set up.
Yeah, we give thanks. We give thanks for the ice story for real. And we look forward for feel the high vibes in Atlanta again, you know.
Well, my brethren, is a definite, you know, because
true.
As you know, you're putting a great thing together.
True, true.
Saying?
True.
And I want to be a part of that.
True, true.
To be here for that.
True, true.
But you see, tomorrow night now, I'm going to pass through legacy. Sugar Mine and thing.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to give them a strength.
Yeah, man.
Because.
A big thing that.
A great thing.
Yeah, good thing. I'm going to give thanks for the promotion, for really pay the respect that is due to the culture, you know?
Definitely.
That we need more strength, and we say that publicly, non-partially, all the while. We tell our promoter friend them that you need to support the culture more and stop, use the culture as a little side thing for, say, like a tax write-off.
Well,
you know
like
what I mean?
Bob Marley said a long time, you know, some guys are some little hustlers, you know.
Right.
And they're not producers, they're reducers.
Right, right.
Saying, and everybody jump on a wagon.
Right.
If this is a thing that's happening, everybody want to be on it.
Right.
Saying, but yet still, them don't promote it in the proper way.
Right.
Saying, so I said it's set up.
True, true. Mikey Jarrett, big respect, sir.
Every time I want to say,
you know?
Big respect to all the original foundation people. Em.
True.
Saying, oh, migrate from New York and all over to Atlanta, down here in Georgia. Big respect to all the people who are listening by ways of internet. All over the